Have any of y'all ever felt ashamed to go into the presence of God? You feel like you're doing good with God, with your relationship with God. Everything's going great. You're making progress. And then something goes wrong. You mess up. And now you feel disqualified. You feel like God doesn't want you to talk to him. You feel like you can't go into his presence because you feel dirty. You feel unwanted. You feel unqualified. You just don't feel worthy to go into the presence of God after you mess up. If you're anything like me, you have felt these feelings before. And on this channel, I've had multiple people ask me to make a video about this. And today, I'm going to. Luke 15, this is not going to be a complex, because in Luke 15, verses 1 and 2. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to him. It's a really simple answer to this situation we have here, because it says in Luke 15, 1, now all the tax collectors and sinners were drawing near to him. Jesus spent his ministry, his three years of ministry on the earth, sitting and having dinner with tax collectors and sinners. In verse 2, and the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, this man receives sinners and eats with them. The problem is you've just misunderstood God. You have assumed God wants nothing to do with you, or is disgusted, or is the one telling you you are not worthy enough to be in my presence. But that is just not true. If you feel disqualified, if you feel like a hypocrite, if you feel like you can't go to church because you struggle with sin, if you feel like you can't pray or spend time with God after you sin, let me just tell you, that's just not true. Because Jesus spent his earthly life with those people. And the people who thought they were righteous and the people who thought they had it all together were the people who actually had more distance between them and God. Literally, with the person of Jesus who was right there in front of them. And in Luke 15, the parable of the lost sheep. So he told them this parable. This is the next verse, verse 3. What man of you having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I found my sheep that was lost. Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. And even the next, in verses 11, the parable of the prodigal son took his inheritance and went and squandered it. Messed up. Bad. Lost his inheritance. But what was the character of the father? The father sees the son coming home after all that time, and he leaves the porch, runs, gets the ring and the robe, kills the fattened calf, says, my son was dead, but now he's alive. You see, it's just not his character to say. It's not Jesus saying that to you. It's just lies that's telling you that God doesn't want to talk to you, or that you can't go to church because you've sinned, or that you struggle, or you can't pray because you struggled, or you can't spend time with God because you struggle. Because that's just not true. If you look at the life of Jesus, he drew even more close to the people who needed it. To the ones that struggle are the ones that he draws closer to. And that's just the truth.